أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Welcome back, my dear brothers and sisters. After a long month, for some people, very short for others, a month that is supposed to charge us, supposed to make us more patient, make us search for the truth and get more of the truth and seek knowledge more than what we have done before, what we have been doing before, the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we have completed the month, and it was full of every obedience. Actually, if you think of the month of Ramadan, it includes three pillars of Islam: fasting, charity, and prayer. Yani, alhamdulillah, Taraweeh and all that prayer, then the donation that you have every day and you continue on giving, and at the same time fasting. So alhamdulillah, we should have longer breath right now. So if the lecture goes for an hour and a half, don't complain. That's one. Number two, we talked before, if you remember, we had a long series of actions of the heart. When we talked about the actions of the heart, we talked about positive actions of the heart. We talked about ikhlas, we talked about tafakkur, reflection, we talked about fear, hope, all of those acts, we have talked about it. Now, we have the positive acts of the heart. What about the negative acts of the heart? We have angels or acts of the heart that is so good, so much needed, and we have acts of the heart that is so bad, so evil, we don't need it. And we have acts that is committed by the tongue, closely related to the heart. Now, we have some rule, the scholars say, التحلية قبل التخلية. التحلية قبل التخلية. You do the commandments before you stay away from the prohibitions. يعني, I will concentrate on making the prayer before I focus on, for instance, not to steal. Going from there, we have did the tahliya. I'm sorry, tahliya. We have did the positive acts of the hearts. Now we're going to do the negative acts of the hearts. We're going to talk about evils, all those acts that are done by the heart and by the tongue. Evil actions of the heart, or if you want to call it, diseases of the hearts and the tongue. This is what we will be talking about, inshallah, in this lecture, starting with today, and we will continue talking. Anything that you could think of negative, inshallah, we'll try to cover that. So this lecture is dedicated ila kulli qalbin naqi wa nafsin safiya. Itma'annat bi dhikrillah wa qana'at bi rizqi. ورضيت بقضائه وصبرت على ابتلائه وحمدته على أنعمه وانشرحت بحبه وحب رسوله. I am dedicating this lecture to every clean heart and pure soul. Clean heart and a pure soul that was very content with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very sufficed with the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very acceptable to the judgments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very perseverant to the trials of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very grateful to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very happy with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. إِلَى كُلِّ مُؤْمِنٍ سَلِيمِ الصَّدْرِ لَيِّ الْجَانِبِ طَاهِرِ النَّفْسِ طيب العشرة. This is for every believer who is clean in the heart, easygoing, friendly with others, pure in his soul, in himself. إلى كل نفس لوامة تلوم صاحبها على فعل المنكرات وتلوم صاحبها على ترك المستحبات. This is dedicated for every soul that blames its owner for not fulfilling the obligations and for falling in the prohibitions. إلى كل نفس خبيثة أمارة بالسوء تأمر صاحبها بفعل السيئات وتنهاه عن فعل المنكرات. Also, this is dedicated for every evil soul that commands its owner to commit the sins and stay away from the good deeds, and controlled by its desires, and it will be, or that soul will be, a mean to help the shaitan rather than being against the shaitan, and this is dedicated for all. So this meeting and all the meetings that are coming up, inshallah, we'll be talking about those diseases dedicated for whatever category we are in. Whatever category you fit from those things that I have mentioned, everything that we say, it will be dedicated for that purpose. Naturally, before you talk about something, you wanted to show the importance of the topic. We are looking for pure heart, clean, pure heart, full of the good acts, free from the evil acts. This is what we are trying to achieve. طيب, we had the good acts in there. And inshallah, we want to get rid of the evil acts. When we talk about them and see how bad they are, you don't want to deal with them. So what is the importance of having this kind of heart? Why don't we just leave it and not worry about it? So there is an importance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created our souls. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who inspired us, or inspired our souls with good and with evil. Meaning, our souls are susceptible to be good and to be evil. Either way, the environment, the people, your parents are the ones who deviate you or teach you to continue to be good or to be evil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us that. And then He subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَ. Successful is the one who purifies his soul. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَ. A loser is the one who takes his soul far away from purification, stains it, contaminates it with evil deeds. Why would you want that? So we can be content here in this world, enjoy the pleasure in the hereafter, and feel secure and safe when we die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ ارْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing النفس المطمئنة, the content soul that is reached the level of purification and reached the level of free of evil deeds and evil actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this ayah, then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a dua. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha وَزَكِّهَا أَنْتَ خَيْرُ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. O Allah, grant our souls its righteousness, its piety. Guide us, help us to be righteous and pious. And purify it. You are the best who can purify. What do we conclude from this dua? We conclude from this dua that our self can be modified. It can be adjusted. It can be better. You cannot come and tell me, I am created this way. Yes, you're created this way, but you can change it. You can improve it. It may be harder than other person, but it is, or it can be improved. Otherwise, what's the point of the dua that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us to make, which is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify. Let's talk about the soul, the self. How many kinds are there? Three. There are three kinds of self. Number one, an-nafs al-mutma'in, reassuring self. This is a happy self. It reached a level that it does the commands. It does the preferable things. It stays away from the haram. It stays away from the makruh. You know, makruh, you're not punished for it. But it stays away from it. Because it is like a door to haram. Here is haram, here is makruh. If you get into makruh, you're about to fall into haram. The same thing with mustahabbat, sunnah, nawafil. They are close to wajib. If you do the mustahabbat, you have a shield over the wajib. It's very hard for shaitan to get to the wajib. He will start to destroy your mustahabbat first. So in worst cases, if you lose, you lose something that you are not accounting for when you do it. So sometimes you may miss a two rak'ah or something like that, you're still okay because you haven't touched your obligations. That's why a person who only limits himself to just praying the fard, more than likely he's going to fall into missing the fard sometime. Like the person who tells you, I am using this card because if I pay, I have a grace period, 25 or 30 days, and I pay it before that, and I'm not going to fall into haram. And it's a difference of opinion. Some scholars allowed it, some scholars did not. But alhamdulillah, I pay it. I can swear on it. Sometime, someday, you will fall into paying interest. Impossible a person deals with that for a long period of time and not forget one time to pay that on time or to have a mistake or something like that. So why put yourself in a situation when you have alternative, especially, and you have some other things to type. So here, a nafs al-mutma'inna shield. It shielded the obligations by doing sunnah. And it shielded the haram from falling in by staying away from even the makruh, which is not, you're accountable for it. So a nafs al-mutma'inna does not have hiqd, spiteness, hatred, envy. Now, I'm giving you some of the evil acts that we will be talking about. This nafs, this pure soul does not have those. The second one, a nafs al-lawwama, the self that blames the owner. Here is, most of the believers are like that. And you're talking, you want to go to Jama'ah prayer. You want to wake up to Fajr. And you wanted to go, you woke up. You can go, you have a right, you're not too sleepy. But you felt lazy, you stayed. After that, you see one of your brothers and he tells you, where were you today? I didn't see you at Fajr. And yourself will be going to Yah. See, he's a lot better than you. He made it, you could have made it too. Why didn't you? You don't have an excuse. This is a believer's self. It makes you fall into haram, then it blames you for it. You miss certain good things and blames you for it. Fundraising. Somebody needs help. Brother stranded. Want to travel. Doesn't have a ticket. We need to collect $1,000. You have some money in your pocket. You can give. Yeah, you did it. You said, alhamdulillah, that some other brothers doing it. And after you leave, one of your friends or your people that you know paid some, and yourself would be going. Why is he better than you? Does he have a better job than you? Why did he pay and you didn't pay? Don't you trust your Lord? He trusts him and you don't trust him. And then you start feeling so bad about not participating. So it blames you for doing the haram and it blames you for not taking the opportunity to do the right thing. And Mujahid, one of the scholars of tafsir, he said, هي التي تلوم على ما فات وتندم. The that self that blames you for what you have not done and feel sorry for it. So it blames you, تلومه, تلوم النفس على الشر لما فعلته وتلومك على الخير لما لا تستكثر. It blames you for the evil. Why did you do it? And it blames you for the good. Why don't you do even more of it? Not just do it, do more of it if you can. The third one, النفس الأمارة بالسوء, a self that does nothing except incite its owner to do evil. This is the self of the hypocrites, the self of the disbelievers. That is, nothing there good. All evil acts of the heart are there. It does nothing for the person but command him to do evil. Why? Because there's no goodness in that person. Anyone who associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or hypocrite, he would be included in that an-nafs al-ammara bis-su. Listen to this hadith about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, مَا تَقُولُونَ. He's sitting with his companion, he wanted to ask him a question to show them by example, or by, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said sometimes he attracts attention by examples. Sometimes he attracts attention by questions, and so forth. This is a good way, I mean, anyone who wants to address people learns that from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is helpful in making people awake or attentive. He said to the companions, مَا تَقُولُونَ فِي صَاحِبِ اللَّقُمْ. What do you say about a friend of yours? No. Now he's thinking, a friend of mine, somebody I like. إِنْ أَنْتُمْ أَكْرَمْتُمُوهُ وَأَطَعْتُمُوهُ وَكَسَوْتُمُوهُ أَفْضَى بِكُمْ إِلَى شَرْ غَايَةٍ. If you respect him, if you feed him, if you dress him or clothe him, he will lead you to the maximum evil. Listen to this. وَإِنْ أَهَنْتُمُوهُ وَأَعْرَيْتُمُوهُ وَأَجَعْتُمُوهُ أَفْضَى بِكُمْ إِلَى خَيْرٍ غَايَةٍ. If you starve him to death and keep him naked and make him humiliated, humiliate him all the time, he will lead you to the best or to the maximum goodness. Wow. A friend of yours. When you deal with him in such a good manner, he leads you to the maximum evil. When you deal with him in and a horrible manner, he leads you to the maximum goodness. Look at the answer of the companions of the Allah anhu. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ هَذَا شَرُّ صَاحِبٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. He said, this friend of ours is the most evil friend on earth. يعني who was it? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنَّهَا لَنُفُوسُكُمْ الَّتِي بَيْنَ جُنُوبِكُمْ. He said, by Allah, this is yourself that is within you. This is the friend that we are talking about. Feed yourself. Wants to eat more. Give it money. Wants more. The more you deal with yourself, with goodness, say, oh, I gotta give myself rest, I gotta sleep 8 hours. 8 is not good enough. I need 9. Okay, give her 9. 9 is not good. I need 10. 10, no weekend, I need to sleep until dawn. Every time you do good to yourself, yourself asks for more. The desire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in you, it grows as you respect it. As you take care of it, it grows in evil. That is why when we say, do qiyam al-layl, pray at night, you say, it's too hard. Who tells you it's too hard? It's yourself. How can people do qiyam al-layl? They humiliate themselves. The self is going, I want to sleep. No, you're not going to go to sleep. Look what Umar ibn Khattab said to himself when his stomach was growling at the time of the majah, the famine and drought that happened for so many years. He said, growl or don't growl, you're not going to have a taste of food as long as one Muslim is not fed, or as long as there's one person who's still hungry. He's talking to himself. He's threatening himself. The companion used to say the same thing to their eyes. Sometimes they have something good to eat, and they're looking forward to it. They're about to take it. Then they say to themselves, no, 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 you're not going to get it. I'm going to teach you a lesson not to look for those things. You know, you think the person is going crazy. But this is the reality. This is the reality of yourself. Ramadan. When you insist you want to fast and behave yourself a few days, and you find yourself, you're fasting more. Why? Because yourself is starting to go your way now. It's starting to deal with you good because you deprived it. You deprived it from food, you deprived it from drinks. Now yourself is going along with you. And that's why the companions and the righteous predecessors and the scholars with the worship, they say, I have suffered 20 years when I was praying Qiyam, and I enjoyed it for the next 20 years. Suffered for what 20 years? Fighting with himself. The minute you want to get up and make wudu, or after you make wudu, you say, Allahu Akbar, you start with... Who's doing that? And we know shaitan, but shaitan is along with yourself, against you. Shaitan is telling yourself, boy, this is a long thing. You know, look at that imam. He's taking his time and he thinks his voice is good. And look at other people who are enjoying it. Brother, you're coming to pray. You're not coming to just enjoy the voice. No, they're not thinking of the voice. They are along with the Quran, with the meaning of the Quran, because their self reached a level of not just abusing itself, coming to the masjid or coming to... You don't just sit, just enjoy somebody's recitation simply because his voice is good. Yes, the voice helps, but it's not the ultimate goal. Our goal is to understand. The good voice makes you think more of what you are listening to. But it's not just the tone. This is like you wait for the person. When he holds his breath for a long time, they can't wait until he finishes the call. Allahu Akbar! I mean, what is this? Just because he recited longer, or because he changed the tone of his voice? And he will be telling you something about Jahannam. Allahu Akbar for what? إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ These believers are screaming in the hellfire, and you go, mashallah, mashallah, zidna ya shaykh, give us more, give us, we'll give you more of what, hellfire? He's talking about hellfire, and you're just enjoying yourself, and you find people looking at themselves, and going, ah, look at him, mashallah. They have not behaved themselves. Why are we talking about that? Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ The day of judgment, nothing benefits you unless you come with pure, clean heart. That is the only way you can make it to Jannah. Your wealth will not help you, your children will not help you, nothing will help you except that. Now when you talk about the virtue of having a clean heart, listen to what Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said. القلب السليم الذي سلم من كل شهوة تخالف أمر الله سبحانه وتعالى ورسوله ومن كل شبهة تعارض خبره. What is clean heart? A clean heart is the heart, as Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said, free of every desire that is against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us and His Messenger, and free of every doubt that contradicts what we hear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Quran and the Sunnah. You don't have doubt in the Day of Judgment. Yes, you did not see it, but you don't have doubt in it. You don't have doubt in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the angels, or the prophets. We did not see Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't have doubt that he was there. We did not see the books before when it was revealed. We don't have doubt in him. We have not seen so. So the pillars of faith, you have no doubt in it, simply because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, and you have that heart. So the pure heart is the heart that is free of evil manners and free of evil actions of the hearts, such as pridefulness, such as envy, such as anger, such as hiqd, baghda, hatred, kibir, arrogance, hypocrisy. All of those are actions of the heart and actions of the tongue that we will be, inshallah, talking about. There is a difference between salamat al-qalb wa al-ghafla. Difference between pure heart and heedlessness. Now, you have a heart, you don't want to have those evil accidents. Right? And you have a person who doesn't know about those evil acts. They're not the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to know those evil acts, and He doesn't want you to have them. It's not like, oh, I didn't know that envy is bad. This person is not to be commended. This person is ignorant. No, I want to know that envy is bad, and at the same time, I don't want to have it in the heart. And that's what we call salamat al-sadr, or what we call purification of the heart. So you really need to know in details all the evils that are committed by the heart and by the tongue, and at the same time, you don't want to deal with them. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us about the actions of the hypocrites? So we know them, and so we stay away from them. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, a hypocrite lies constantly. Oh, so that's all I want to know is just, he lies constantly, so he's a hypocrite? No, I want to acquire the opposite of that. I want to be honest constantly. So if you have negative things, you don't want to do it, and you want to come with something that is the opposite of it to gain the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, لَسْتُ بِخِبْ أَوْ بِخَبْ وَلَا يَخْدَعْنِ الْخِبْ. الْخَبْ أَوْ الْخِبْ هُوَ الْخَدَّعْ. A person who is a deceiving person. He said, I am not a deceiver, and a deceiver cannot deceive me. I'm not a deceiver because I'm a good person. This is a quality, I don't acquire that. And a deceiver cannot deceive me because I am aware of deceit and how it works. I'm not ignorant of it. I don't have it. But someone who has it cannot make it work with me because I know it. Some people come and tell you, what do you talk about, like for instance, the people of the Sunnah, Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Okay, we know they follow, this is their methodology. Why do we have to talk about other sects of Islam, like in Mutakallimun, those who deal with philosophy and they use their mind over the text of the Quran and the Sunnah and such, why do we have to know them? Because if someone someday comes to talk to me, I can shut him up. I cannot just go, oh, I don't know, I guess. That's in worst cases. At least you know how to deal with them. And at the same time, you know what they do, and you know how wrong it is, you stay away from it. لَسْتُ بِخَبْ وَلَا يَخْدَعْنِي الْخَبْ وَالْخِبْ. I am not a deceiver, and a deceiving person cannot deceive. This is what Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said. So he knows it, and he stays away from it, and he knows it why, so he can protect himself. Now, it is a defect for a person to be among the enemies and doesn't speak their language. That's a major defect. Why? Because you're among the enemy. You could be sitting in a gathering and they're trying to kill you, and you'll be going, inshallah. You don't want to do that. طيب. سلامة الصدر من أسباب دخول الجنة. إن شاء الله. In 5 minutes, I will conclude. Sabbath is not a Sabbath of virtue. Why we are learning about it? Because it's a reason that makes us enter the Jannah. I'm going to leave you with this beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reported by Anas radiallahu anhu. يقول كنا جلوس عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يطلع الآن عليكم رجل من أهل الجنة. He was sitting with the companions and he said, companions, friends, guess what? A man is going to show up today and he is from the people of the Jannah. Yes, he's walking here, he is still alive, but he would be from the people of the Jannah. So a man walked in, his beard dripping water. His beard dripping water. Beard. And holding his shoes with his left hand. Not the right hand. Left hand. Okay. Next day, he said the same thing to Allah. Same man. His beard also dripping water. Holding the shoes with his left. Third day, the same. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu said, this man from the people of the Jannah. Boy, I want to see what he has to say or what he's got. I want to go to Jannah. I'm going to make a plan. He followed him to his house. He said, Ammo, he was young. Ammo, excuse me. I had an argument with my dad. And I swore that I would not stay in the house for 3 days. Do you think you can accommodate me? Now, at that time, staying 3 days, it's like, salamu alaykum, ya, tafaddal, here. Here the brothers have 10 rooms or 20 rooms, and, you know, each one of his children is spread all over the room. They can't go sleep in one side. No, it's their room, you know. I'm sorry, brother. But Motel 6 is right down the Who cares about cockroaches, right? Now, he followed him, so he said, okay, so he, Abdullah ibn Amr is not going there to sleep and enjoy the sleep, he was just sitting there watching him at night. I want to see how many rak'ah he does. I wanted to see how much money he donates. I want to see how much he fasts 3 days. He didn't see much. This guy doesn't pray at night. This guy wasn't fasting. Like he was about to leave before the 3 days. What is this? Just when he's asleep, if he rolls over, he says, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. And he goes to sleep. And he doesn't talk about people. Just doesn't say anything bad. Good things if he wanted to say. So finally he came to him and he said, listen, I did not tell you the truth. I did not fight with my dad. I heard Prophet Muhammad saying the following. I wanted to know what you do so I can do it. But unfortunately, Ammo, you did not do much. I mean, I do better than that. So, he looked at it and said, well, it's what you saw. You know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to tell you I do better than this. You know, if this is what Prophet Muhammad said, he knows. Then after that, he said, one more thing. Every day before I go to sleep, I free my heart from all evil things. I don't have any hatred for a Muslim brother. I don't have any envy, any hard feeling. I just go to sleep forgiving everybody. I go to sleep. He told him, that's it. That's what got you there to the Jannah. No one can do that. Hardly you can do that. You come to the person who kiss his hand to forgive his brother, or to just refrain from fighting, or to drop the case in court, it's like you're talking to Allah. No, he hurt me. I gotta get him back. I gotta teach him a lesson. I want him to know who I am. He insulted me. Jannah is not cheap. Actions of the heart are not easy. Evil actions of the heart are even harder, because your self desires them, and you want to subjugate yourself against those. Here is briefly what we will be talking next time. Some of the evil actions obeying the shaitan. So we want to know the shaitan. Brother Mu'in loves to know him. We want to know how he comes to you, how he attacks you, how you protect yourself from him, who he is, where did he come from, what is his job, why he hates you so much. And you have anger. What is anger? Where does it come from? What is the advantage of anger? Is there any advantage of anger? What is the evil thing of anger? Who gets angry? Can you suppress your anger? Are you created with anger? Can you improve it? Namima, swapping words, taking words from one person to the other. Why you do it? What does it do? Does it ruin you or ruin the other person? Is it limited to you and him or the whole community? We will find out. You come to another evil thing, hasad, envy. Envy destroys your good deeds like fire destroys or burns the wood. Why? What's so bad about envy? How can you envy? Can a good person envy? How can you protect yourself from that? What did Prophet Muhammad do? Can a very good person get envy? We'll find all that. Tanafus ad-dunya, competition in this world. Is the competition limited to good things, halal things, or can it be a competition in haram things too? What does Islam see and how we view that? You like to be popular and you like to be on top. A leader for the Muslims or a leader for non-Muslim? An example of goodness or an example of evil? Both of them leaders. We'll find out. Ujub. You're so proud of yourself. Is it because you're arrogant or because you have done something good? Is it okay if you know something good to be proud of yourself, or it is not? Another thing that we will, inshallah, address, and finally, al-mirar, arguments. Is arguments bad? Can you argue? All arguments are bad? Or are there any good arguments and bad arguments? If you have to have a good argument, what are the qualities? What are the conditions? Can we argue the Muslim? Or only argue the non-Muslim? All of those things, we'll find out when. Next Wednesday, inshallah, we'll start with one of those. And there are many that I have not mentioned here. But we will see. One of those evil things is the opposite of contentment. What is it? Jasha. Shul Jasha. Greed. Greed. Is greed a disease? Oof. Tell him, brother. That could be our topic next time, inshallah. It could be, but don't count on it. If you have any questions, inshallah, in this message.